This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. State Representative Sandra Jeff, a Democrat from Crown Point, is taking a lot of flack for her vote against the budget bill last week that stalled it on a 34-34 tie. She is unrepentant and says unless they begin working together, she will continue to do the same thing. Wednesday afternoon, the budget got a 34-33 vote to move it back to the House Appropriations Committee for further negotiation, with the hopes of a bill that will get approved by the lawmakers and signed by the governor and get them out without a special session. More after this.
But first, this word from your New Mexico Municipal League. The Municipal League is working year-round and during legislative sessions to help make a better New Mexico for all. Your New Mexico Municipal League, representing this state's 102 incorporated municipalities.
We asked Representative Jeff why she voted against her Democratic colleagues and against the budget.
Because I felt that looking through the budget, there was not a balance. It was not a balanced budget, and it was very partisan. And looking through the budget, I saw certain of my own colleagues and appropriations who are Democrats who beefed up their district. And I thought that was very unfair. And I felt that, you know, that was something that it's just not right.
Further, we asked if she had seen the compromises that are being worked on by the House, Senate, and fourth floor.
No, I haven't. And it should be that way. You know, we should be working bipartisan and doing what is in the best interest of the state and our constituents. You know, because you look at my area, District 5, San Juan McKinley, the northwest part, and I'm not just going to say my area, I'm going to say rural communities. We're left out. Mm-hmm. We need some of those fundings in those areas. You know, the Rio Grande Corridors is always getting so much money. But who puts in those revenues? Oil and gas. You look at Lee County. You look at that area. They put oil and gas. That's what helps with the state, you know, appropriations, especially for the school, for education. And then you look at my neck of the wood, you know, the Northwest. They put in a lot of money for tourism, which is almost $1 billion. They also put in a lot of money for the gaming, which is almost $1 billion. So there's just an injustice. There's just not really a balance. Let's balance the budget, and let's do it, whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Sandra Jeff is a Democrat and says she will always be a Democrat, but says that she won't change her vote until there is bipartisan cooperation on the budget and more of it is spent on education.
As long as that both parties are working together and that that we finally get a balanced budget. And I do agree with the governor's, you know, below the line initiatives. Mm-hmm. Let's say if it, you know, let's give it a try. Let's give it a try. It's working with Central Consolidated Schools in San Juan. Let's give it a try. I know there's a lot of teachers that don't want to be, you know, they just don't want that burden. But to me, I feel that, you know, we're lacking. We're 49th. Do we want to be 50th? We have to do something about our education. Mm-hmm. We have to do something about maybe these new ideas that the governor's, you know, with her education, you know, initiatives. Maybe it's a start, because we got to start somewhere. And they're saying it's the government's going to, you know, control that. I have an issue with the schools controlling their own funding. There's no accountability. We keep putting more money, and why do we keep putting more money into the education system? And the bottom line is parents need to get involved with their children's education. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, I was blasted by the teachers union in my area because they did a robocall in Gallup. If they were that concerned as teachers union, my problem is you have school bus drivers in my area. You have individuals that are still at a pay scale, at a minimum wage. They've been pleading with the union to help them. I have yet to see anything being resolved. So is the teachers union really in the best interest of their employees?
There is little question that she will get lambasted for her position, but she's steadfast in what she believes and is willing to vote that way. Final words after this.
For more than a century, New Mexico Highlands University has served as a leading academic, cultural, and economic institution for the communities of northern New Mexico. Founded in 1873 as a normal college focusing on teacher education, today Highlands students succeed in the arts, sciences, business, teaching, nursing, and social work, making a difference locally and globally.
Representative Jeff has already drawn an opponent in her re-election bid in San Juan County, another Navajo woman and Democrat. That's going to make her job tough when she tries to get back to the roundhouse next year. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. Stay connected.